好。
Greetings from the
Fairy Family!
Serving the LCMS in
Taiwan!
圣诞节快乐
Which means
Merry Christmas!
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Sarah Eagleseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We get to talk about hymns. If you can tell, I'm very excited about this. I love Christmas hymns, and joining us to do that is the Reverend Brian Hamer, U.S. Navy chaplain. We've got a musical postcard from England, Christmas hymns with English origins. What are we talking about today, Chaplain Hamer?
Sarah, today we will discuss Joy to the World, text by Isaac Watts.
Ooh, I do love this one. What do you got for us? What are your highlights for this one?
Isaac Watts, the author of the text, and again for our Lutheran listeners, this is Lutheran Service Book Hymn 387, and you can see that Isaac Watts was born in 1674, which means this is his 350th birthday.
So oh, that's cool.
Happy 350th. He doesn't look a day over 349. Happy birthday to Isaac. When Isaac was growing up in England, he was the type of kid who questioned everything and just did not want to conform. He often complained to his father that he found no joy in the music of the Church of England. And since there are no recordings from the 17th century, I'm not sure what was happening there. But I will say this, English cathedral choirs are legendarily good. They're also legendarily non-expressive.
Yeah.
Maybe that was Isaac's issue. I think his dad did the right thing. He said, son, if you don't like the music of the Church of England, well, you better go make something better. Now, Isaac was not a composer per se, but he certainly gave us plenty of good texts which have stuck in England and have carried, of course, over to the United States. He wrote over 600 hymns and other poems. As with Charles Wesley, whom we're also discussing during this period of the 12 days, there's an interesting mixture of wheat and chaff, but I think the difference is this. With Isaac Watts, I find a lot more wheat than I do chaff, something that's going to be very substantive. Believe it or not, Joy to the World is not based on Matthew 1 or Luke 2 or John 1. It is based primarily on Psalm 98.
Yep.
And we talk about a joyful noise, not to be confused with Psalm 100, which opens with a joyful noise. It comes from a four-stanza poem that was originally set to the tune Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, published in 1719 as the Psalms of David. So Sarah, after this broadcast, is going to go try to sing Joy to the World to the tune Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing and let me know how it goes.
I'm going to do that. You know it.
You're already doing it in your head. I know.
I am, actually.
And the music comes from Handel via, and I have a third party to throw in here as we do with some of these other hymns. The music, as you can see, comes from Handel, but it's via somebody named Lowell Mason. Here we have to come briefly to the United States. Believe it or not, he lived in New Jersey for a while. He was a banker in Georgia, but he was a musician. He was sort of a banker by day and a musician by night. And eventually he sent some publications to the Handel and Haydn Society in Boston and actually became a very important music publisher in Boston. He's the one who thought that this text would make a nice match with this tune. Hmm. And lo and behold, Isaac Watts and George Frederick Handel, of course, never got to sing this together, even though their dates are nearly identical,
yeah,
both in the late 1600s to the mid 1700s. This tune is based on, we're going to put Sarah on the spot again.
Oh, no.
The opening statement reminds you of what movement of Handel's Messiah? Do, 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 do.
Oh, I know it.
I know it.
Oh, Andy's got this one.
Glory to God.
There you go.
Good. Glory to God. And lift up your heads.
Yes.
So we start with a quarter note, mm-hmm, followed by a dotted rhythm, descending down the scale, which may depict something coming that is from above. And the title of the tune is Antioch, and that simply recalls Paul's missionary journeys and the spread of the gospel. They were first united together as text and tune in the year 1839. Good so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now, question for you.
Okay.
Why is this known as the non-Christmas Christmas hymn?
Because it's a psalm paraphrase.
Thank you. It's a psalm paraphrase.
This is my soapbox about this hymn.
Go ahead. There's no Mary. There's no Joseph.
Yeah, it's not Christmas. It's a psalm.
Exactly. And I think it is stuck for Christmas because, and this is Hamer's highlight, that we do have this reference to the restoration of all creation in stanza two. So joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. The Christ has broken into the old creation to bring a new creation, and any month of the year that brings great joy to this earth.
Classic.
Joy to the world. 387 in Lutheran Service Book. Our guest today, the Reverend Brian Hamer, U.S. Navy Chaplain. Thanks so much, Chaplain Hamer.
Thank you.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Christmas greetings from Deaconess Kim Biltman in Leipzig, Germany, where I serve with Iranian and Afghan refugees who are this Advent season asking, چگونه باید از تو پذیرایی کنم؟ ای اشتیاق دنیا و لذت قلبم. And our German members who also ask, wie soll ich dich empfangen? Und wie begegne ich dir? O aller Welt verlangen, o meiner Seelen Ziel. And may you also ask, O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright? Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. May God bless your preparations this Advent season as you prepare to welcome his Son, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. A blessed and Merry Christmas to all of you.